In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It took only a week. Last Sunday, John the Baptist was running free in the wilderness, urging us to repent, enthusiastically and confidently proclaiming the coming of the one who was more powerful than he, the one who would baptize us with the Holy Spirit and fire. And now, this Sunday, just 7 days later, that same John the Baptist finds himself locked away in a prison, isolated, scared, and even skeptical about Jesus as the real Messiah. What a journey from one extreme to the other, from liberty and promise to prison and doubt. John is no longer sure about Jesus. Through the disciples, John asked Jesus one simple, basic question: are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another? Jesus' response is fascinating. While he could have said yes or no, he says to the disciples, tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hears, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. In other words, Jesus is saying, you shall know I am by my actions, not by words. The irony is that when John was running free in the wilderness, he was convinced that Jesus was the Messiah, but when he was locked away and sequestered, his faith shifted from belief to doubt. Now, I find the inclusion of this particular gospel a bit curious as it relates to the timing in our lectionary. The last 2 weeks, we have been in a lovely Advent rhythm of expectant waiting, supported by the liturgy, sermons, and music. But John's sudden imprisonment, an expression of outright doubt, is a bit jarring to the cadence reflected from Advent 1 and 2. And frankly, it is because of that distinct disparity we are offered an insight into the significance this gospel holds for us. What follows is what I might call a family-friendly fireside chat with you, rather than a formal sermon to you. Looking back over a period of time in Baltimore, as a city and church, we were, like John the Baptist, sort of unencumbered, free, metaphorically living our lives in an ordinary everydayness with all the human joys and struggles. But then, 18 months ago, life changed for Baltimore, and therefore for this congregation as well. Issues around politics, economics, racism, and justice altered conversations and perspectives. And like John the Baptist, who found himself unexpectedly physically imprisoned and spiritually challenged, we found ourselves also unexpectedly, metaphorically detained by fear or anger or confusion or doubt. The uncertainty, the unknown, slowly evolved and is still evolving into a new norm. We as a city And we, as a congregation, grappled with a way forward. Again, like John, who from his perspective of isolation and fear wrestled with the validity of Jesus, Redeemer also legitimately began to wonder, as a congregation, how do we know if we are authentically living out the gospel? How do we proclaim Christianity in this new era? How do we know if we are fully embracing our baptismal covenant? Such important topics to consider. So let's follow the model in how Jesus responded to John. Jesus did not engage in theoretical, theological verbiage, but rather Jesus articulated a litany of his actions. The blind can see, the lame can walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf can hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news. I too want to avoid using theoretical, theological verbiage, but rather offer you a reflective litany of your actions in order for you to consider the discipleship of Redeemer. You are empowering the Redeemer Grants Committee to make financial contributions to a variety of organizations utilizing the outreach budget. You are engaged with Govins Elementary through tutoring, summer painting work, clothing drives, and just yesterday, the Redeemer Parish Day School families teamed up with our Sunday school families and made literally hundreds of Christmas cookies that were then delivered to Govins. You are every week, and let me stress every week, donating food to the CARES food pantry on York Road. Recently, it has taken two cars to transport the generosity of your food contributions. You are helping to support and counsel individuals and families in crisis through GEDCO. You are in relationship with Paul's Place through sponsoring the summer camp, making and serving Holy Roly Casseroles, facilitating a women's group, supporting their toy drive, and an ongoing donation of clothes. You are a part of the growing involvement with the organization called BUILD to improve housing, increase job opportunities, and rebuild schools and neighborhoods. You are, once again, supporting Boots for Baltimore, a longtime tradition in which I am told over the years, literally has donated 20,000 pairs of boots and socks. You are building a relationship with St. James Church that is poised to support a hope and healing ministry in West Baltimore, along with a preschool for homeless children called The Ark. You are engaged with the organization called Thread, again a new endeavor that brings together mentors for underperforming high school age children. You are involved with Conversation Thread, which on November 29th, Giving Tuesday, involved hundreds of Baltimoreans performing acts of kindness in teams throughout the city. You are partnering with other churches to complete a Habitat for Humanity home on McCabe Street. You are providing box meals at Christmas time for the Northern District Police to distribute as part of their community policing program, as well as for our friends at Govins. You are, through the knitting ministry, providing prayer shawls and baby hats for patients at GBMC. You are supporting the Redeemer Youth by mailing care packages to the armed forces overseas that they put together. You are part of a new and growing relationship with the Northern District Baltimore City Police Department. Several weeks ago, literally almost 200 beautiful coats were given to them, along with such generous donations for their Thanksgiving food drive from the Women Who Wonder. And if that is not enough, let me offer you a sneak peek at what is coming in 2017. In January, Redeemer is partnering with Grace Methodist and other local churches to show a documentary film, followed by a panel discussion. In March, we will host an organization called the New Day Campaign to raise awareness about mental illness. And also in March, in partnership with the Ivy Bookstore, we will welcome author Mohsin Hamid. The proceeds from that event will benefit Syrian refugees. So would David and Christina join me up here? Jesus said to his disciples, "Go tell John what you see and hear." So David and Christina and I, what we see and hear about Redeemer is an overwhelming affirmation that you are living into the good news of the gospel, that you are modeling your Christian faith for and with one another, and that you are embracing your baptismal covenant. David and Christina join me in celebrating your lively engagement and generosity of caring. Is it just a coincidence or God's grace that the symbol of the candle the third Sunday in Advent is joy? And I can't think of a better way to end this family-friendly fireside chat than quoting from Scripture. God loves a joyful giver. God loves you, and so do we. Blessing and gratitude from the three of us. Amen.